Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Charleston Comedy Podcast, presented by Comedy Zone Charleston. I'm Brandon, I'm your host, joined by my co-host, Sam, and tonight... breaking out the harmonica Soul Brother.
Yeah, because I'm a blues man. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to call you, Soul Man Sam, that's it. That's your new DJ name, Soul Man Sam.
That's funny. At work, they call me Old Sammy Swift Hands, so I guess with you, I can be Soul Man Sam. It's kind of weird, too. Like, I accidentally gave that nickname to myself. I was like, the ladies, they call me Sammy Swift Hands. And then everybody's just like, hey, Sammy Swift Hands.
That's awesome. Tonight we have Tim Kidd. He's going to be headlining at the Comedy Zone at the Holiday Inn Suites in South Charleston. Of course, as always, one show on Friday at 8, two shows on Saturday, 7 and 9. He'll be with David Beck. David Beck will be featuring the feature. If you don't know what feature is going to be the guy who goes on before the headliner. And then, of course, we always have some opening acts from the local guys like Sam and Marcus and Andy and whoever wants to to be there, and usually Sam's always down there, so you can meet up with Sam down there. If you see him, give him a hello, and, talk to him a little bit. He'll tell you about the podcast, and we're trying to get our Facebook to 1,000 likes. We've been trying to do that for, I don't know, weeks now, and we just haven't had any success. Yeah. I even said I was going to cut my hair into a mullet, which my wife said I would not do, but but I even threw that out on the table. We still haven't got to 1,000 likes. I'd really like to get 1,000 likes. I mean, there's things on Facebook that don't even deserve one like that have like 3,000 likes. I think that we do enough hard work that we deserve at least 1,000 likes on our Facebook page. So give us a like. We would appreciate that very much. And give us a listen. Like I said, all of our episodes are archived on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen to all the previous episodes. We've interviewed tons of comedians, so you can listen to our very first episode, our sixth episode, our 30th episode, wherever you want to listen to, it's all there. You can email us at charlestoncomedy@gmail.com, and of course you can always call us 347-308-8648 while we're live. We'll take your call. We'll try to take your call. If we're in the middle of an interview or whatever, we usually don't take them. But dude, that's like I've heard a horn like that before. I've heard a horn like that before. Yeah, that's awesome.
It's the Dixie horn, bro.
That's awesome.
It's the Dixie horn from Dukes of Hazzard.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy that they took away that show because of the Rebel Flag thing, which is crazy because that show was made at a time where... You know, it wasn't really a big issue or whatever, and they even took that off TV land. So, like, old Rangers can't even watch Hazard. Peace.
Like, All in the Family is still there with Archie Bunker.
That's true.
That's because you brought Sammy Davis Jr. onto the show. Because you had at least, like, one... You had one prominent black figure in the TV show. It's all right to keep it if it's racist. Like...
Cosby's show was slightly racist. Like, was it not? The Cosby show was slightly racist.
I mean, there was the Jeffersons.
Yeah, the Jeffersons was super racist. a lot of people couldn't see that. And then, like, even Martin, like, Martin had that one white friend. Do you remember that? It was, like, a goofy white guy that would come over, and, like, they were kind of cool, but it was, like, the white guy that was cool enough to hang out with the black guys. It was kind of racist in the writing. I don't know if it was intended to be that way, but it was kind of weird. You know what I mean? Like, I think even a black man would be like, that's kind of weird that they have to make that important in the show. But whatever. I mean,
right.
we're all
speaking of important in the show. No,
yeah.
we have importance. We don't have a caller in yet, but what last couple weeks are hip hop break has kind of been either cut short or we didn't get to get to it. Because, like, last week I fucked up the episode. But,
that's all right.
Yeah. It's all right. Well, and, you know, we were going to have Tori Atkins back on this week, too, but his real job, well, I don't know, I don't want to say his real job, but you know what I mean. His everyday job kind of screwed him over a little bit today, so he is away with that. But he said he'd let us know when he'd have a free Wednesday, and he'd love to come back on. So, woo.
Okay, cool. And also tonight we have our good buddy that used to have a lot of fun and pissed some people off. Well, only one comedian that we don't really care about, but Brian Barganier from Connecticut. You said he's coming in this week. Is that what you said?
Yeah, he's going to be doing a guest spot at the Comedy Zone because he has some shows, and he's making the stop here for the weekend, and he's going to do a guest spot at the old Comedy Zone. So,
perfect.
So we have a
That's
Comedy
perfect.
Zone fulfilled podcast tonight.
Well,
yeah.
Hell, I didn't know he was on the Comedy Zone to plug him ahead of time because I love Brian. He's a funny dude. I haven't got to meet him in person yet, but as far as being on the show and interacting with him on the interwebs, he's a really cool dude. What was going to say? Shit, man. They're doing sketches of this TV. I don't know if you've seen it on YouTube. He does his sketches with those two other guys. Those are pretty funny too. I want to talk to him about those.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of them. Those are pretty good.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Some of them are a little strange, but it's Brian. So I mean, you know, of course they're a little weird, but they're very funny, and I kind of wanted to talk to him about that too. But I didn't know he was going to do a guest spot at the Comedy Zone. That's awesome. We'll definitely talk to him about that.
Yeah, we got him in. Yeah, that's why he wanted to call in, kind of plug himself in and shit. So,
what time is your
guest supposed to be calling in? What time is our guest calling in?
It's supposed to be anywhere from 11 to 5 after, so maybe he's running a little late. Judging by his picture, he's a rocker, so maybe he's drinking a few, and maybe he just kind of he's taking a second to call in. So, but if we want to go ahead and do our hip hop break, and maybe while the hip hop song's playing, he'll call in and we can bring him on. So, all right, this song for the hip hop break I chose, it's called the Hoppa Cipher. It's a Funk Volume. They're kind of like the way I can kind of describe Funk Volume. If you haven't listened to Funk Volume before, or Hopson, or any of those other dudes that's been on this, it's his label. Together they sound a lot like Wu-Tang, but it's like they're all from California. Well, except Jaren. Jaren's from Atlanta, but most of them are from there. The other three are from California. Well, no, I'll take that back. I'm sorry. Two are from California, one's from Nevada,
holy
one's
shit.
From Atlanta. So they all sound kind of like Wu-Tang, but it's not that New York flavor, if you know what I'm saying. They got a flow.
All right.
They got their own style, but it's not like New York. But go ahead and drop that beat.
And then right after this, we'll be bringing on Tim Kidd.
Hell yeah. Turn that up.
Black set. So high I'm accidentally ashing on her chest. Milk bitches keep on asking me for sex, so I tried the shit, but I ain't never happy to reflect.
Not at all.
Gotta learn to live with regrets. You're not giving up the neck, you probably single with a pet. We all know them bitches that be sleeping with a cat. Sneaky bitch got me sneaking out and leaving through the back. That wasn't an option. Would you back it up and drop it? Fuck around and trap me in the closet. Stacking like I'm Jerry Stackhouse coming out of college. If you coming out your panties, I ain't coming out my wallet. Bitch, I'm watching you. Doing that thirsty shit on Twitter gonna be the reason I unfollow you. She say that it important to me, but good pussy, good weed, that's normal to me. You need game, I got it, bruh. The formula cheap. It was a day contract, she been on for weeks. Biggest bitches heating up when it be cold in the streets. Turning bitches out, that's older than me. Young player.
Yo, see when you show love, it gets reciprocated. I see it as flattery when I'm imitated. Invested a couple thou when I renovated. Turned my bedroom into a studio and orchestrated. My plan to make a living off this rap shit. To pay back more than a fraction of what I owe to everyone to help me see it through and make it happen. It won't be long before we cash in. Living out what I imagined. Exactly how I planned it. A couple handouts, but I tripled what I was handed. It gets quite easy distinguishing who was candid. Some homies lost faith and sooner or later vanished. Damn it. Fuck it. I ain't tripping over spilled milk, so
fuck it.
When times are hard, I'm willing to help. I better myself so I can better everyone else around me. San Fernando, Los Angeles County. Just thought I mentioned the home base. Disrespectful niggas get stomped like home plate. Still taking jack shots, Wamu, no chase. 8 shots in, it's still okay. It don't stop. Nah.
All right. Awesome. Have we got Tim Kidd on the line? That was our hip hop break. And
all right,
yeah, he'll be down here at the Comedy Zone this weekend, Friday, one show at 8, Saturday, 7 to 9. All right. Charleston Comedy Podcast, Tim Kidd.
What's up, buddy?
What's up? Doing all right?
BT's a part of that, right?
Yeah, BT's at the, he'll be down at the Comedy Zone this weekend.
He's emceeing right at home.
Yeah.
Yep. So what's going on in Charleston?
Nothing.
Same thing as last time you were here, probably.
Grass is growing. Being painted. Coal's being delivered. That's about it.
Yeah. Chemicals are being spilt. Yeah, it's just another day of the life of Charleston.
Smells like
shit. Last time I was there, it was cold as shit.
Oh, the cold? Yeah, dude. It's been warm here, though, man. It's been beautiful the last couple of days. So I think this weekend is supposed to be a fairly decent weekend.
Beautiful. We'll bring all the people out there and party.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, hopefully. Get them all out there.
You get them there, I'll get them drinking.
We're going to bring the old ladies
out. Yeah,
hopefully.
I think me and BT hung out there the longest. People started buying shots, and the next thing we knew, everybody snuck away from us.
Do you guys go to Jefferson? You go to the old ratchet strip clubs up there?
No.
The old ratchet butthole.
They charge club. You. They charge you $10 a stretch mark in there, buddy.
Yeah. Let's go during the daytime on a Tuesday.
Yeah, let's eat the buffet. We eat the buffet.
It's one of those strip clubs where you don't know if it's sadder to go during the day or during the night. It's both the same, pretty much, that you're at the same strip club.
Well, the midgets only show up at nighttime.
Oh, my God. So what's up, man? Are you excited about coming this weekend?
Yeah, I do, man. I look forward every time I come to Charleston, man. We have a good time. BT usually, running the MC game up there. I like hanging with that dude.
Yeah, man, he's good people. I just went to lunch with him yesterday, so he's definitely good people.
Awesome. I don't even know who's a feature comic, do you know?
Yeah, it's David
what
Beck.
What was his name, friend?
David Beck.
Nope, never heard of him. I'm just hoping it might have been one of my buddies or something.
You also have Brian Barganier, cool. Which is one of our buddies. Sam got him a guest spot up there. He's from Connecticut. You'll dig that dude, too. He's got good vibes.
Ah, right on. I did Connecticut. Lived there for a little while.
Yeah, so you'll like it.
I think he's from right here in Hartford, I think.
Yeah, oh, Hartford.
Shit. That's where I live,
yeah.
Right on. In fact, I'll be back in Hartford doing the brouhaha in September.
That's pretty cool, man. Yeah, he probably he'd be a pretty cool cat to meet up with and network with a little bit.
Excellent.
Okay.
You guys coming out to the shows?
I mean, I'm going to try to make it out there, you know, if I can get there. I might be late, but I'll try to be there. But
I'll probably be late too.
I have huge catering. I just have a huge catering this weekend, man. I work at a country club, so we have a golf tournament going on. So I have to do food for, like, all weekend. It's going to be a busy weekend for me.
I'll grab me some spandex, and I'll come out there and golf. Spandex? Sure, why not? Man, mix it up a little bit. You'll win because
right?
Everybody will leave.
Dude, you know what the best part is with them fucking MILFs out there? They've started wearing yoga pants to golf in. It's phenomenal. It is absolutely phenomenal.
They're freaking everywhere, dude. You go to Walmart or Taco Bell and they're in there wearing the shit. Wearing their jogging pants to Taco Bell for some of that fat food. You get jogged to the bathroom right after you eat it.
It doesn't take long. It doesn't take long at all. In the bathroom. Oh, my God.
That's what I'm doing,
man.
I'm coming
to
the country club.
So usually we ask, like, our guests to come in and tell us a little, tell us like a road story, like a horrible experience or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you the first one that just came to mind.
Who is farting? Brandon, are you farting again?
It's Brandon. mine sound much manlier than that.
It's like he's just trying to squeak him out. What are you doing, man?
I don't know.
That's what I sound like.
I'm listening to the story. Let the man tell a story. I want to hear the story. Go ahead, man.
Okay.
All right. This is just the first one that comes to mind is back when I first started doing comedy, one of my agents called me and said, I know you're going to be in town down here in Florida. You want to do a corporate gig. I'm not a corporate comic, but they pay awesome. So who am I to make that fucking call, right? So I said,
right.
Yes, I am. So I get there, and they tell me that it's like for a travel agency. I write travel material. For 2 weeks, I write travel material. I show up for the gig, and they come up to me, and they say, sorry, man, it's not a travel agency. It's the Orlando Sentinel, the newspaper. I'm like, dude, I wrote all this material. And they go, well, that's the theme is travel, so try to make it work. I said, all right. I'm getting ready to go out on stage, and they said, you want the lapel mic or you want the podium mic? I'm like, man, they both suck, but I'm all over the place. Give me the lapel mic. So they give me the lapel mic. I walk out on stage, and it's like 200 people, but it's all old dudes in suits, just total corporate, all silver hair, no women. So I go out there, and I start doing my travel material. It's not hitting. And they said no drink in there, and I had a beer inside my coat. So I pulled out a beer in the middle of it and started drinking it and making fun of them. That wasn't hitting it. I kept going. Finally, I was like, fuck it. I'm going to tell a story I know will get some laughs. Next thing I know, I'm talking about my balls at a corporate event, and I'm like, it's getting worse by the minute. Now I'm getting nervous and start cussing for no reason. I'm just like, so the other fucking day, damn it. Finally, I look at my watch, and I've done my time, and I go, hey, enjoy the rest of your presentation. And I don't even say my name. I'm just like, see ya. I walk off stage. The first door I see, I don't want to walk through all these suits. So the first door I see off stage, I just kick it open and walk in there. When I kicked it open, it was the kitchen. And I scared the cooks. They all jumped, and I went, sorry, sorry, sorry. I had to get out of there. That's the worst fucking gig I ever did. They don't know fucking funny. Those guys suck. About that time, the door kicks back open, and my agent walks in and goes, hey, man, your lapel mic is still on. Oh.
Oh, shit.
That's
awesome.
Next day,
That's
I got
awesome.
A text from the agent. It said,
mentioning your balls at a corporate event, $50 deduction. Saying fuck, $100 deduction. Going backstage and telling them they all fucking suck, well, that was just priceless.
That's kind of a Naked Gun moment. Have you ever seen Naked Gun where, I think it's number two, where he goes in the bathroom and he's sitting there, he's supposed to be in court or whatever, and he's got a piss real bad, and he goes back there and he's just fucking taking a piss with his mic still on his fucking shirt the whole time they're listening to him back there. That's exactly what that reminded me of. That's hilarious. Holy shit, man. That's awesome.
That sucks.
Those agents have never used again, for a corporate event. Again.
Oh, shit.
They all fucking suck. They're not fun. Fuck them. They don't know what comedy is. Fuck them.
He come back there after I ripped my mic off. I go, sorry, man, that fucking sucked. He goes, it's still on, dumbass. I had to pull it off me, yank it, and throw it. I go, so how'd that go over down there? And he goes, well, you, when you were walking back down off the steps, and he said he apologized for everything and said, so-and-so won't be in charge of entertainment for next year's event. And then they said, he goes, and it's still quiet. And he goes, then they said, well, let's just close this off. Please give it up for the CEO and the main dude. And the old man walks up there, and they said, as soon as he got to the mic, that's when I kicked into my tirade in the back. As soon as the old man's trying to talk into the mic, I'm going, fuck them. They don't know fucking funny. My agent goes, man, when you were on stage, you were just talking. He goes, when you were backstage, you were more loud and more clear. I was like, yeah, I believed everything I was saying off stage.
Oh, shit. All right, so this weekend you're going to be down at the Comedy Zone. One show Friday at 8, two shows Saturday, 7 and 9.
It's
going to be described as a monkey with ADHD, apparently. Correct?
Yeah. I got the monkey mong maker. It's high energy, man. It's a high energy show, and I don't like letting up, you know what I mean? When people are laughing, I'll step on my own jokes just to keep going.
That's awesome, all right, dude. All right, well, we look forward to seeing you down there. Like I said, I'll be a little late probably, but I will be there as soon as possible. So have a good
you'll
night.
You make it in time.
Yeah.
And then we'll hang out after. All right, you guys.
Awesome.
Thanks
for
having me.
All right, we'll look forward to seeing you. Yeah, man, thanks for coming on.
All right, man.
All
right,
buddy, bro.
All right, later. All right, so that was Tim Kitt. We have Mr. Brian Barganier waiting online, I believe. Let's get him in here.
Hello?
This guy.
What's up, man?
Dude? Not much, man. How you doing?
Good. I just bought a bunch of curtains.
What?
I just bought curtains, yo. I'm about to fucking decorate shit.
Yeah, you bought curtains.
I was in New York, and then I went to Walmart and bought curtains, and I'm going to go put them up right now.
Awesome.
I'm living the dream, you guys. I'm a fucking rock
star. We can tell, man. You're going to be in fucking Charleston, West Virginia this coming weekend. If I ain't living the dream, I don't know what the fuck is.
Yeah, I'm bringing mad curtains to Charleston. I'm going to redecorate. I'm going to queer eye for the straight guy all over the place.
If you can afford curtains in Connecticut, then you're doing it big.
I'm going to bring a little class down to you redneck trash. No, I'm kidding.
Damn. Come on.
Yeah, I'll be at the Comedy Zone Saturday. Come set, whatever. I don't really care. I just want you to laugh.
Yeah, dude. We talked to the comedian. We were talking to him when he came on. He lived in Connecticut for a minute, and he'll be going to Hartford here pretty soon. So I told him to get in touch with you.
Oh, awesome. Do you know where Hartford's going to be?
The Blue Room or something? Blue something?
I don't know what he's talking about. Oh, well.
Yeah, I don't either.
We made it up.
We made it up. We're lying to you. We're just trying to get your dick a little hard, that's all.
You made it up? Yeah, it was a good bar. Blue something? You guys got me real good.
Ha ha, fucker, we got you.
I heard you guys play fart noises before when you were interviewing him. That was funny.
Dude, that wasn't a fake fart noise. That was Brandon legit farting. This is like the second headliner that we've had called that he has farted over. And he thinks he's being fucking sneaky, and he can fucking
Dude,
hear
it.
Like,
interviewers, it goes Barbara Walters.
No, that one was on purpose. I was bored.
I liked the idea of asking him his worst gig, though. That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
I wish that mine was just that bad, but I just yelled in a lapel mic, and, like, I didn't get booed by, like, 100 people in, like, Lowell, Massachusetts or anything.
What you been up to, man? We miss you on here. You kind of disappeared for a while.
I've been traveling a lot, and I've been doing some secret stuff I can't really talk about yet. But I was doing big bad things out in New York City today, making moves.
Okay.
Yeah,
good,
yeah. Just been traveling, man. I'm, you know, gotta travel, and I've been in Charleston like a lot lately. And, you know, I wanted to give it time. I've been writing new jokes and stuff. You know, I didn't want to do the same jokes while I was out there again. You know, I want to keep it fresh, off the cuff, bars.
Heard that.
Me and my curtains.
Hey, man, I wanted to let you know, too, before I forget. I'm sure they wouldn't have an issue with your dude. Just run it over with the host.
Okay.
Okay, so I forgot. I was going to ask him yesterday, and I totally forgot. But normally they don't care, but just, you know, kind of ask, and I'll put a word in his ear. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
Just mention it to him and get there.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be an issue.
Where's that show going to be again, Sam?
It's going to be at the Comedy Zone this Saturday at 9 p.m. at the Holiday Inn.
Hotel, motel, Holiday
Inn. Holiday Inn, yeah. I had the same song in my head. We sang it together.
Right.
We
changed it like Kenny and Snoop Dogg.
What time does the show go to?
It goes
so,
usually
me
about
and Sam got something to ask you.
So.
We got, hey.
Uh-oh.
Sam got something to ask
Here you
Brian.
Go, Brian. I told you. I told you it was coming. Here it comes.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Did you already prep him for us?
I'm waiting.
We want... Give us fucking Tom Green's number right now.
You guys really know how to keep the show lively.
Give us Tom Green's number right now.
We can't afford a sad trombone, so we do a sad harmonica instead. It's a lot cheaper.
All right, well, you're going to message us Tom Green's number whenever we get off here.
They text me every day, Tom Green and producers and stuff. It is
That's
so
all
annoying.
I was
going to
ask you about that. Yeah, I was
oh my God!
That.
I'll gladly give you a fucking phone number. I don't even care because I don't answer them anymore. They do it every day.
Is it his number or is it the producer that calls you?
It's complicated. I'll explain it off the air.
All right. Well,
but,
hit me up on here because we want to get him on here too, and then we can bring you on. And then maybe.
Cool.
So that's,
but,
that's what I was going to ask you, because I saw that you put that on there, and I was like, man, this guy actually, he's on, Tom Green is on his nuts right now. You're on Facebook, and I was like, I was going to mess you. I was like, is Tom Green really harassing you that much?
It's complicated. Me and Tom Green are complicated. Everyone wants a piece of me, I guess. I don't know.
We'll definitely hit us up on that because we definitely want to get that weirdo in here. We'll throw
him
on here.
Yeah, get him on the podcast. That'll be
fun. We'll fuck with him.
He'll fuck with Tom Green, the ultimate fucker with her.
I know, right?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. I'm good.
What?
Well, hey, guys, I got to go hang these curtains. I just wanted to call in and say hi, and I miss you guys, and I wanted to plug the show and stuff.
All right, man.
Yeah,
go hang your
calling in, man.
All right, thanks, guys. Am I going to see either of you on Saturday?
Like I said, I'll probably be late, but I will be there as soon as I can.
Yeah, you know, we could do some late night stuff like last time. You can show up at the hotel blackout drunk at 5 in the morning again.
No, that was a great time. Thanks for reminding me of that. That was phenomenal.
Hey.
All right, Brian, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, Brian Bargain here this Saturday night. The Comedy Zone, Holiday Inn, and Suites in Charleston.
All right.
Brian, goodbye, sir. We love you.
Love you guys too. Have a good night.
All right, man. All right, later.
Peace.
All right. Comedy Zone this weekend. Tim Kidd, David Peck, Brian Bargainier. One show at Friday at 8, two shows Saturday 7 and 9. And we might have Tom Green on sometime. Did you already prep him for the Tom Green thing? Is that what that was about?
Yeah, because it's a sketchy issue, and I didn't know how he was going to react, because he told me that before. It's totally cool, man. I mean, it's nothing to worry about. You know what I mean? Like I said, I knew it was kind of sketchy, which is why he's like, you know, explain it off the air. So that's all, you know.
Yeah.
I wanted to give a shit about it
because that's all that he was harassing him.
Right.
All right. Well, maybe one day we'll have him on there. That'd be funny. But all right, we'll have you guys on the next time, which is next Wednesday. We're on live every Wednesday right here. And if you're not listening to this live, this episode will be archived on our Blog Talk page. So go over there and check it out. A lot of fun tonight. We had a lot of fun with our guest Tim Kidd and our good buddy Brian Bargainier. And like we said, get out to Comedy Zone this weekend, support some comedy. It's always a good time out there. And MCBT will be out there hooking you guys up too, and Sam will probably be down there too. So check that out this weekend. We will talk to you guys next Wednesday. All right.
All right, everybody. Good night.
Bye.